So we've been led to believe that dairy products like milk and yogurt are healthier for us when the fat is removed. Think skim milk, non-fat yogurt, even reduced fat cheese. Well, as NPR's Allison Arbery reports, new research suggests that full-fat dairy can actually have its benefits.
Most Americans no longer drink glasses of milk, so often our bias against full-fat dairy shows up here.
I'd like to order a tall latte with skim milk.
Tall skim latte, deal.
But this idea that low-fat is always best is being challenged.
For a long time, we had this notion that saturated fat was always bad for you.
That's Mark DeBoer, a physician at the University of Virginia who has studied the link between dairy fat and children's body weight. He says when he started his research, there was an assumption that kids who regularly consumed low-fat milk would have a lower body weight. But that's not what he and his colleagues found.
It appears that children who have a higher intake of whole milk or 2% milk gain less weight over time.
Compared to kids who consume skim milk. The finding was a surprise, but now there's a growing body of evidence to back it up. The latest comes from a study of about 3,000 adults. Researchers found that people who consumed the most dairy fat were significantly less likely to develop type 2 diabetes compared to people who ate the least. Here's researcher Dariush Mazafarian of Tufts University.
This builds on several studies which suggest that dairy fat may actually be protective against diabetes. So I think there's a real signal here.
It's not clear what explains the lower risk of diabetes or the lower risk of weight gain. But Mark DeBoer says part of what might be happening is this.
The fat that's in dairy makes you less hungry to eat some other foods,
such as sugary snacks or refined carbs, which can promote weight gain. Given all the new evidence, Mozafarian says maybe it's time to reconsider the national school lunch rules, which only allow skim or low-fat milk. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.